我们一起祷告。
Let us pray first.
天父，我们来到你面前，我们要感谢你。
Father, when we come before you, we want to give thanks to you.
我们每一天早上都看到主你赐给我们新鲜的恩典。
Every morning, when we wake up, we see the new glory you gave to us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们能够在这里崇拜，也是主你的恩典，你的拣选。
We can worship here; it's all because of your grace and your chosen.
天父，这讲台是你的。
Lord, this podium belongs to you.
还是无能。
We are all weak.
没有办法，不能为你工作，只能靠主你自己的力量。
We only can serve you through the strength you give to us.
就请求你施怜悯。
We ask your mercy.
请求你亲自掌管我们在这里所读的、所说的、所念的。
We ask you to uphold all our talking, our discussion, and our reading and all the scripture we're discussing.
请圣灵亲自在我们当中运行。
We ask the Holy Spirit be working in us.
让主你在我们当中得到荣耀
so that you may have glory.
祈求不配是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我怎么会选到今天这个题目啊？
Why I choose today's title to preach?
从今年的去年的九月开始，我已从一个新的灵修，我就准备在看哥林多前书跟后书。
From my own devotion started from September last year, I have reading these books.
我一直在想好好的读这两本书。
I always want to read these two books thoroughly.
因为这两本书，保罗教导。哥林多人他们的过错。
Because through these two books that Paul is teaching the Christians their fault.
保罗也教导我们应该如何在教会里面侍奉。
And Paul also taught the Christians how to serve in the church.
所以我觉得这对我们来讲是个很好的功课。
And I also think this is a very good teaching for us too.
当我在看到第一章，就今天我们念的这个经节的时候，十八节到三十一节。
When I read the scripture, we have read today from verse 18 to 31.
我就在思想。
I was pondering.
我说这里面有很多宝贵的教义在里面。
There is very many precious doctrines in here.
我在想。假如要讲这一篇道，应该用什么题目
？So I was wondering if I preach this passage, what kind of title I can choose?
想了很久。
I thought about it for a long time.
突然间，我看到那个英文的有一个 subtitle。
Suddenly, I saw a subtitle from the English translation.
只有三个字。
Only three words.
很有强力的三个字。
Three very powerful words.
就打动了我。
And it moved me.
我说就用这个题目。
So I thought I should choose this as a title.
所以这三个字是 fools made wise.
And these three words are fools made wise.
愚蠢人得智慧。我在想。
So I was wondering.
我是个傻瓜吗
？Am I a fool?
我是个愚蠢人吗
？Am I truly a foolish?
你们是傻瓜吗
？Are you foolish？
你们是愚蠢吗？我在想，但愿我们的回答都是是。
I hope that our answer is we are.
为什么我说我们都是傻瓜
？Why I will say that we are fools？
因为神呼召我们做傻瓜。
Because God calls us to be fools.
神呼召我们在世人的眼中看为是傻瓜的。
God called us to be fools in the eyes of the world.
我们情愿在世人的眼中被看为是傻瓜，在神的眼中被看为有智慧。
We are willingly to be to look like fools in the eyes of the world, but wise in the eyes of God.
在这个欧洲的教会有一个传统。
In the church in Europe, there's a tradition.
尤其是在这东正教那边。
Especially in the Eastern Orthodox.
他们有每一年有这样一个传统，是叫做翻译作圣洁的愚蠢人 Holy Fools.
And every year they have this tradition called Holy Fools.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
他们要把他们自己在世人的眼中看作变成是傻瓜，为的是要向基督效忠。
They want to become the fools of the world, but to show the world that they are faithful to God.
有两个例子。
There's two examples.
这都是神的傻瓜。
They are all God's fools.
第一个是大卫王。
First is King David.
我们都熟悉在撒母耳记下第六章，大卫要把约柜迎到大卫城的时候。
We know the story that came from 2 Samuel chapter 6, when King David trying to move the Ark of the Covenant back to the temple.
所以大卫穿着用细麻布所做的以弗德，在耶和华的面前，也就是在约柜的面前唱歌跳舞。
And at that time, King David was wearing a fine linen ephod that trying to dance in front of God's people. And
这就表示他在神里面的喜乐。
Because he is so joyful in front of God.
这也表示他对神的效忠。
And also, he is so faithful to God.
可是呢，在扫罗的女儿米甲的眼中看来是什么？
But this action in front of King Saul's daughter, Micah, it was so fool.
他看他为是傻瓜，他就轻看他。
She looked at King David as a fool and she despised King David.
另外一个人。
And there is another person.
St. Francis of Assisi. 中文好像叫做弗兰西斯，弗朗西的弗兰西斯，所以讲起来不是很清楚。那么 Saint Francis 出生在第十二世纪的末，那么他呢是出生在很有钱的家庭。
Saint Francis he is born in the end of the 12th century and he is from a very rich family.
我不晓得你们知不知道，我们在美国的那个城叫 San Francisco。
And if don't know if you know the city that the story of the city of San Francisco。
假如我讲错了 ，Dana 可以改正我啊。San Francisco 是西班牙人尊敬 Saint Francis 一个名字。
That name is because the Spanish people they were so respect Saint Francis, so they named the city's name.
所以每次想到 San Francisco, 讲到 Saint Francis of Assisi.
So every time when I heard the name of Saint Francisco, then I thought about this Saint Francis.
他为什么被人家称为是神的傻瓜？
Why he is called God fool?
Actually.英文他们称他是 Full of Christ， 我应该说是基督的傻瓜。他在十三世纪的时候，二十岁左右，听了一篇道。
When he was in his age twenties, the 13th century，
这篇道他受了感动。
He heard this preach and he was very moved.
他就把自己献身给神。
And he gave himself to God.
他要这一生。过一个传福音 preaching， 然后做一个苦修 penance， 过一个完全贫穷 poverty 的 life.
And he wants to live. He wants to live his life as a poor and very evangelical person.
他以后就变成专门为穷人服务，离开他以前奢侈的生活。
He left all his rich style life, and he served the poor and told the gospel to them.
所以在世人的眼中，他也被称为是个傻瓜。
So in the eyes of the world, that he was considered a fool.
那我们来看一下，什么是世人的愚蠢呢？
So let us consider what is the foolish of the world.
所以在十八节到二十一节，保罗就是针对哥林多的门徒们对福音的一个误解。
So from the verse 18, Paul is facing this issue that the first the Corinthians people that have a wrong misunderstanding of the gospel.
也可以说他们的曲解。
And he misunderstood God's grace.
说明两个重要的观念。
There's two major concepts.
第一个，属世的人自以为有智慧，但在神看起来是愚蠢。
First, the worldly people think they are wise, but in front of God's eye, they are foolish.
属神的人在世人看来是愚拙的，但是在神看来是有智慧的。
But God's people looks like a fool in front of the world, but they are wise in front of God.
那么世人的愚拙在哪里呢？
So what is the foolishness of the world?
人都希望要有智慧。
Everyone wants to become wise.
人都自以为有智慧。
And many people think they are wise.
但人的智慧却阻止了人去得到神的智慧。
But the wisdom of man prevents man from knowing the wisdom of God.
所以以弗所说人与神之间有一道墙。
So there's a war between the man and the world, according to the book of Ephesians.
我们最近查约翰福音，约翰福音也说，耶稣来到世上，他自己的人却不接待他。
And recently we're studying the Gospel of John, and in there that we know that Christ came to his own world, but the world doesn't know him.
人为什么不接待耶稣？
Why the world does not accept Jesus?
什么是人与神之间的这一道墙？
What is the wall between man and God?
从人的观点来讲，
From man's perspective,
人注重的是什么？
What is man focused on?
人注重的是自己有学问、有知识。
They focus on their own reputations and their knowledge.
人注重是科学。
And they focus on the science.
人是以自我为中心的。
And men are self-centered.
可是神呢？他们认为神不科学。
They think God is not science.
他们认为神是迷信。
And it's superstitions.
他们不信创造论。
They do not believe the creation.
不信圣经。
They do not believe Bible.
不信十字架。
They do not believe cross.
不信有永生。
They do not believe there's an eternal life.
不承认神的主权。
They do not give their thinking to the sovereignty of God.
甚至有人说，信神的人都是软弱的。
And they claim that all believers are weak.
不以神为中心。
They're not God-centered.
就是这样子一道墙。
That's the wall between man and God.
所以耶稣说什么？
So what does Christ say?
人若不舍己。
If man does not deny himself,
就不能做他的门徒。
they cannot be disciples.
要把从自我中心完全改成以神为中心。
Man needs to change from self-centered to become God-centered.
所以有的时候我在想。
So sometimes I'm thinking.
我已经信了这么久。
I believe so many years.
这一道墙是不是完全已经都拆掉了？
Is the wall between me and God already totally destroyed?
我还有没有一点自傲呢？
Is there any pride in my heart?
这是很危险的。
This is very dangerous.
但愿神有恩典，让我每一天都继续把那个傲除掉。
We ask God's grace that every day we can destroy the pride in our heart.
Jonathan Edwards 是美国十八世纪一个神学家，也可以说是个哲学家。
And Jonathan Edwards is a very famous theologian that in the 18th century.
他可能说是在美国。在思想上最有影响力的一个人。
And he can be think that he's a very famous people that influenced the American society.
他说过一句话，他说啊，基督徒就好像是分心的旅客。
And he talked about this. Christians are like the divided sojourners.
住在酒店里面。
And they live in this hotel.
要去他的目的地。
And they want to go to a place.
可是住在那里不动了。
But while doing, they live in that hotel, then they stop.
就没有到达这个目的地。
They never reach to that place.
他的心被分散。
And their heart is divided.
被什么分散？
What divided their heart?
所以他在两百多年讲的这句话，在我们今天可能更适合。
He said that 200 years ago, but even for today, it's very useful for us.
我们都是分心的旅客。
We're all sojourners in this world.
我们都住在这个酒店里面。
We all live in the hotel.
我们为什么不动？
But why don't we move?
因为我们的生活很舒适。
Because our life is very comfy.
有人说，美国宗教的最大的危机就是在于我们的生活太奢侈、太豪华、太舒服。
Some people said that the crisis of our belief is because our life is so comfy.
我想不想得永生
？Do I want eternal life？
我要不要进天堂
？Do I want to go to heaven？
我要。
I want to。
可是我现在生活。很舒服。
But now I'm very satisfied with my life.
一切都很好。
Everything is very fine.
未来是个未知数。
And the future nobody knows.
我现在是已知数。
But I know the present.
我敢不敢冒这个险，全身的跳下去，离开我现在很舒适、很安稳的环境。
Do I really want to take the risk and to jump out of my comfort environment and to jump in the future?
所以我们人都是近视眼。
So all we are nearsighted.
We 只看到目前。
We only see the near future.
看到现在。
See now.
我们只依靠自己。
We only trust ourselves.
不依靠神。
We do not trust God.
所以我们就留在旅店里不动了。
So we stayed in the hotel and not moving anywhere.
所以保罗在十九节责备那些只依靠自己拒绝神的人。
So Paul in verse 19, he rebuked those people that only trust themselves and not God.
他说：“我要灭绝智慧人的智慧，废弃聪明人的聪明。”
I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, the intelligence of the intelligent. I will frustrate.
这是保罗引用以赛亚第 第十九二十九章十四节所说的话。
This is how that we recite the verses that in the book of Isaiah 29:14.
以赛亚为什么在二十九章讲这些经节呢？这些经节呢
？Why Isaiah talks about this verse in his book？
是我们知道，在旧约的时候，以色列的敌人是亚述。
Because we know that in the Old Testament, the enemies of the Israelites, the Assyrians,
他们很强大的，亚述人是很强大的。
They are very strong.
所以以色列人为了要抵抗他们，就想跟埃及去求助。
The Israelites were trying to fight with them, so they take allies with the Egyptians.
所以这里以赛亚教导他们的功课是：你们不要靠自己的智慧、自己的办法去拉拢埃及人，你们应该信靠神。
So Isaiah at that time told the Israelites they shouldn't rely on the Egyptians, they should trust God.
依靠自己的智慧就是愚蠢的人。
If they trust themselves, they're fools.
就必定灭亡。
And they will be destroyed.
所以人的智慧必然消灭。
Because the man's wisdom will be destroyed.
所以保罗要每一个人要完完全全的除去自我的观念。
So Paul was teaching us that to totally get rid of our own strengths.
不动 OK 他不动我动保罗说智慧人在哪里知识在哪里这世上的辨识在哪里神岂不是这是二十节可以不必念了神岂不是叫这世上的智慧变成愚拙吗这句话讲得很有道理为什么呢因为在箴言里面也常常说人认为是对的人认为是正直的常常带来的是死亡
So Paul is teaching the people that trust God instead of trust the human's wisdom that in the Proverbs that when a man trusts himself always doing themselves damage
所以我们从保罗这一些的讲法看到世人的愚蠢。
So through Paul's teaching, we can see the foolishness of the world.
我们唯一能够得救的关键，就是要舍去我们的自己的智慧，舍去我们的自我。
The only way to save us is to get rid of our own self-centeredness.
那么神的智慧。那么保罗是从二十一节到二十五节这里谈到是神的智慧。
So from verse 21-25 that Paul is talking about the wisdom of God.
保罗其实是在问人在哪里，在什么时候可以找到一个真正有智慧、有能力的人，能够拯救我们的人。
So Paul is asking, how could the human find a man that can save a human?
犹太人有很多文士。
And the Jews that have many scholars.
希腊人有柏拉图、有苏格拉底作为他们的智慧。
And the Greeks have many philosophers as their own wisdom.
我们可以加上现代人，有 Bill Gates。有 Zuckerberg 做他们高科技的天才。
So we have nowadays that we have Bill Gates and Zuckerbergs that has their own high-tech guru.
但这些人能够解决我们的命运吗
？But these people can save us.
我们现在的医学发达。
Now our medical is much advanced.
什么都可以给你现在移植。
And there's all kinds of ways you can do the transplant.
但道中人还是不是要死
？But in the end, man will die.
我们说 我们要经常运动，不错，运动对我们有好处。
We say that we should exercise more because exercise is good to our body.
我们说我们要吃有营养的东西。
And we say we should eat a nutritious food.
我们不但要吃 organic food, 有机的食物，我们还要吃什么？要用草喂的牛，不要吃用喂饲料喂的牛。
We all say we eat organic food and we want to eat the meat from the cows that eating the grass instead of the human-made food.
这一些并不能解决我们的命运。
But all this cannot save our fate.
古今中外，有智慧的、有能力的，没有办法解决死亡的问题。
From old days to now, there's nobody can, either they're wise or foolish, nobody can save themselves.
所以人的智慧不能使我们得救。
So man's wisdom cannot save man.
只有神的智慧可以使我们得救。
Only God's wisdom can save us.
那什么是神的智慧？
So what is the wisdom of God?
所以保罗说，十字架就是神的智慧。
And Paul saying Christ, the cross is the wisdom of God.
我们说，他说十字架就是基督的福音。
And the cross is the gospel of Christ.
什么是十字架的福音？
What is the cross, the gospel of Christ?
很多人认为这福音就是耶稣来到世上行奇迹、治病、赶鬼。
Many people say the gospel is Jesus Christ that came to this world to heal people and to cast out demons.
这些重要不重要？
Is that important?
重要，可是不是最重要，这只是次要。
Yes, but that's not the most important.
假如这些人得病，瘸子可以走，瞎子可以看，可是他们治好以后不信耶稣，对他们有什么用处吗？
So if Jesus can heal the lame and can make the blind see, if they're healed but their soul still dies.
所以这个福音就是十字架的福音。
So the gospel is the gospel of the cross.
福音就是十字架。那十字架是什么？
So what is the cross?
十字架是耶稣来了，耶稣为我们受难，耶稣死了，耶稣复活了，耶稣升天了。
So the cross is Jesus came to this world to suffer for our sin and die for our sin and resurrected.
所以这个就是十字架的福音。
So this is the gospel of the cross.
那么我们知道，当耶稣去彼得家把他岳母的病治好以后，很多人都来 找他来治病。
So when Jesus visited the Peter's mother-in-law's house and healed her, and many came to him to ask for healing.
这是记载在马可福音第一章29-38那里，我们现在不必看啊。那么第二天早上，耶稣去祷告的时候，又有很多人来要找他治病。
And on the second day that when Jesus was praying, many people came to him for heal the sickness.
可是呢，耶稣说什么？
But what did Jesus say?
耶稣说：“我们到别的地方去吧。”
Let us go some other place.
我也好在那边传道。
So that we can preach the gospel there.
因为我是为这事出来的。
Because I came for this matter.
这事不是治病，不是赶鬼。
What is this matter? It's not casting all the demons, and it's not
the sick. 这事是这个十字架的福音。
And it's the gospel on the cross.
所以他要去传福音，要人相信他是神，要接受他，要悔改，要得救。
So he wants to tell people about the gospel. He wants people to repent and to be saved.
所以基督十字架就是神的智慧。
So the cross, the gospel of the cross is the wisdom of God.
如果我们仔细的思想，
if we think carefully,
这个十字架的道理，唯有神能够想得出这个办法，让神的公义，让神的圣洁完完全全不受到损失。
So if we think carefully, only God can think about this, saving on the cross can, make God's salvation complete.
而且让罪人可以得救。
And we can save the sinners.
Yeah. 所以这是唯一的办法，能够成全这两点。
This is the only way that God provides to accomplish His purposes.
所以说，他说：“因神的愚拙总比人智慧，神的软弱总比人强壮。”
So the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength.
当然，他不是说神是愚拙，他也不是说神是软弱，他只是说，假如说神有愚拙的话，他都比人的智慧还强。
But he's not saying that God is foolish or God is weak. He's saying that if that ever happens, God's foolishness is wiser than man.
我们如何得智慧？
How could we obtain this wisdom?
在这里，保罗提醒哥林多的门徒们。
Paul is reminding the disciples of the Corinthians.
让他们想一想当初得救的时候。
And think about how they are saved.
是什么状况？
What was their situation?
神没有呼召他们，因为他们是有学问的。
God not called them because they are very knowledgeable.
神没有呼召他们，是因为他们有地位的。
Not because they're influential.
不是因为他们有能力的，也不是因为他们有尊贵的。
Not because they are noble or they have abilities.
神呼召了他们，是因为他们听。
God called them because they listen.
我们两个礼拜以前的金句背诵，还是三个礼拜，罗马书10:13-14说，因为凡求告他的名的就必得救，然而未曾信的怎能求呢？未曾听见的怎能信他呢？要听才能够有信。
So God, in the book of Romans, we recite two verses there. Then God commanded man to listen to His words.
心听了以后，打动了我们的心，打开了心门，我们接受，我们就得救。
Because we listen to God's word, and the word moved us, then our heart is softened, then we are saved.
所以神拣选了这些愚拙的、有智慧的、没有智慧的，啊，又拣选了被那些杰出人才所看不起的人，因为这些人没有可以自夸的，让他们得救。
So God chose those who are weak and lowly, and they're despised by others, so that they can be saved. Nobody can boast.
这就是为什么人的愚拙就会变成了神的智慧。
That's why man's foolishness can turn to God's wisdom.
我们被神拣选。
We are chosen by God.
因为我们听。
Because we listen and believe.
因为我们顺服。
Because we obeyed.
因为我们让神来创造我们，来改这改革我改改造我们。
Because we let God change us.
所以这也是我们一个所谓的成圣的一个过程。
That is our sanctification.
那么，神把我们每一个人完完全全的破碎。
And God teared down all our own human, the self-built wisdom.
把神的公义，把神的圣洁放在我们里面，让来塑造我们。
So God's righteousness and holiness can enter into us, so we can be built up.
我们以前唱的一首诗歌说什么？塑我、摸我、造我等等，我这个次序搞不清了，也就是这个意思。
So we have sent a hymn that called "Mold Me and Change Me."
那么换句话说，神让我们每一天、每一天能够更有耶稣基督的智慧。
So God changes us and helps us to become the wisdom of Christ.
让我们能更有耶稣的圣洁。
So that we can become the holy.
我们如果要夸口，
if we want to boast,
我们不能夸口说我为耶稣做了什么。
We cannot boast what we have done for God.
我们只能只做主夸口。
We can only boast because of Christ.
什么意思？只做主夸口。
What is the boast in Christ?
我们只能夸口主在我们身上所做的。
We can only boast that Christ has done in us.
所以这就是我们能够夸口的地方。
That's the only way we can boast.
只能夸口。主耶稣基督给我们所成就。
We can only boast that the Lord has accomplished for us.
我们自己人没有什么可以夸口的地方。
There's nothing out of ourselves we can boast.
所以我们说我们什么都不是。
We are nothing.
唯有基督是我们的一切。
Only Christ is everything for us.
这一句话又看出人的愚拙跟神的智慧。
This only tells us the difference between man's foolishness versus God's wisdom.
我为什么这么说
？Why I say this？
你假如跑到上面外面去，在大众门和人面前，你说我什么都不是。
If you go out and shout that I'm nothing，
人家说什么？
What will people say?
哎，来看这个傻瓜。
Look at this fool.
是不是？我们的教育教导的我们要为自己夸口。
Our education teaches us we should boast for ourselves.
我怎么样怎么样
？I'm so so.
我们每一个人，你们工作的都有一个 resume 吧？
Everyone has their resume.
哪一个人的 resume 说我是个傻瓜？
Nobody is saying he's a fool in their resumes.
我觉得我们每一个人都受人文主义的影响非常的深。
And I think everyone is influenced by this world.
我跟以前可能跟大家分享过一个人文主义最出名的 William Henley， 他讲过两句话，我那时听了以后说这个真是讲得好啊，真是好。
And I, in the past, I have heard this word from very famous self-centeredist people.
他说什么呢？他说我。是我自己命运的主宰。
And I myself controls my fate.
我是我一切船长。
I'm the captain of my life.
所以，又是我的，我是我的灵魂的主宰，我是我命运的船长，我可以控制一切。
I can control everything.
那个时候我们受的，我相信 我们所受的教育就是在教我们这样子做。
And I was educated by this man-centered philosopher.
那么今天我跟大家讲，我们要把这个念头改变。
And today I'm sharing with you that we should change our mindset.
我们一定要知道，我们要成就任何的事情都是靠了神。
We should know that everything we accomplish because of God.
我们要让神做我们命运的主宰。
And God is the, controlling our life.
这就是神的智慧放在我们的身上。
And we should put God's wisdom in our life.
我们宁愿在人的面前被看为是个傻瓜。
We rather that we are fools in front of the world.
在人在神的面前，我们可以讨他的喜悦。
So that we can please God.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们为以上的时间谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you for the time that you gave to us.
天父，我们请求你检查我们的心。
Lord, we ask you to examine our heart.
让我们看看我们心里面充满的是什么。
Let us see our what is filled in our heart.
让我们看看是谁坐在我们心上掌权。
Let us know that who is in the throne of our heart.
让我们看看我们心里面有没有地方留给你。
Let us know that if we have any rooms for you.
天父，我们但愿做一切的事情以你为中心。
Lord, teach us to do everything God-centered.
在一切的事上能讨你的喜悦。
So we will please you in everything we do.
我们这样子的祈求是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.